Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Just made popped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So.
Who are you? Okay. This is totally the Spider-Man meme going on in this room right now, where we all just got our guns out. And we're like, who's gonna, like, so there's a, there's a woman who went on a first date. Is this going to go bad, or are we all going to be on the same team?
I don't know.
That's what I'm confused by. T-Hack, before we went on, was like, we could probably yell at each other about this, and I don't know what side he's on, so now I'm panicking.
Okay.
I don't think he's on the women's side.
He's on humanity's side.
Oh,
Erica.
Why, of course.
He's on the side of humankind.
I don't like to put us into boxes, Erica, but that's, if you want to do that.
Oh, well played.
There's going to be some yelling.
Okay, so they went on a date, and then the bill came and it was about $100, and the dude goes, can you get this?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just stop there. If we're on a date, okay.
You've cleaned up all the vomit. We're just, we're just a regular. I'm trying to get Erica back on my side.
Okay.
And then it's like $100, and if it's any amount, and I go, can you get this? On the one end, I understand why he's like trying to be like, I know you're an empowered woman and you can like take care. But it's also,
no man should ever ask me if I can get it. If I offer, that's different.
What if they offer to split it? Or like ask.
Okay. But I, on
you
first dates, I would do the wallet grab. And if they said,
Hold up. She didn't say she'd pay.
Well, I would do the wallet grab, and if they did split, no problem.
No.
There's no world where I'm paying for the entire first date. I make less money on the dollar than a man.
Oh boy, we are going to yell at each other. I wanted to point out, recently TX said something like, that's the play. You just did the exact same thing. I'm reaching. You didn't say, you have no intention of paying. You said, I'll do the wallet grab. That you didn't say, I'll try to pay.
I will not try to pay. I will split. I will not pay.
But you didn't even say you'll split. You said I'll do the wallet grab. It's like, it's a move.
No, she did say she would split. That's fine.
I would do the wallet grab to signal, hey, I'm down to split this. But if he went, you got this one? And I'd say, first date?
If you split, would he have a second date?
Maybe. If it was a good date. I don't discriminate that way.
Okay. The split wouldn't be end all.
No.
Okay. It is a risky move on a first date.
Four
fellas out there listening. That's
to finish the story before we start, like we haven't already started. Then she goes, sure, I'll get it. He goes, you passed the test. Yay, look at you. Yeah, girl, you passed the test.
And then he followed it up with, I don't even know if I can say this.
You're not a gold digger.
Okay, cool. We can say gold digger on the air.
Because yeah.
I don't know.
Is it Kanye? No, who?
Yeah.
Kanye had a song.
Yeah.
Boo. Following it up with, you're not a gold digger, is crazy.
I mean, especially on a $100 tab.
Right.
I don't know.
It was $1,000.
No, but it's like, okay.
Easy,
also,
ladies.
Hold on.
So
I wouldn't pass that test because I would say, well, no, we're going to split it. Or. You get it.
I think you probably, if I were gold digger test guy, I would go, you pass still if you said split it. Because then you're not just looking for a freebie.
Mm, sure.
But if you said, well, I'll show my T-Rex arms near my purse, then it's like, well, I can't reach it. Oh, God, the wallet, it's like so deep down in there.
Ah! I've got a big head and little arms. When did my arms become T-Rex?
Because you're like reaching for the wallet. Yeah. You're not trying to get it.
Would split. Yeah.
But split, I think, because it shows you're at least invested. You didn't just want a free meal from me. You at least like me enough that you paid for your time. Like, we're at least neutral.
Right?
We both paid for our meal. We had a meal together. Now we leave it. Like, it's at least neutral.
Okay.
I do believe the guy should always pay on the first date.
Well, and I always say, like, yes, it's nice if they pay, but I don't want them to feel completely used. So I'll try to get parking. I'll try to do something else to make it even. But I'm totally fine with splitting as well.
Hack, are you comfortable with everything that's been said? Because I'm not gonna poke the bear. Because she's already so mad at me.
Poke.
I just think she's gonna get so much madder at me if I finish this sentence. Why do we have to pay?
Well, I did already say that historically men make more on the dollar than a woman does.
Right. So then it evened out at the date then, right? So we're good. So it's like we have to make more because we have to pay for this commodity that is
No, the only reason historically that men pay is because they were the only ones making money in
That's
the
not why
past.
We pay. That's not why we pay.
Well, also chivalry and whatever.
Yeah. That's not why we pay either.
Do you pay because you're trying to get something
yes!
else?
Yes!
Oh, terrible. Wait,
it's a trading of goods and services. Yes, it is.
That's also got another word for it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a debate going around online. I want to see where we all fall on this. Some of us, I'm the oldest, Slacker's the youngest.
Everyone in the room is the youngest except
all
you.
All three of you are the youngest?
And we're all Aries.
Yeah.
And then there's just T-Hack.
Buddy, I sandbagged you because I knew you were going to come on here and be like, come on, everybody, jump on my team. It's like, you don't have any allies in this room right now.
You don't know that.
Wait, I could agree with him.
Doubtful. You're on my team. Yeah. You're a baby and an Aries. You're on my team. Trust me. You're on my team. Be on my team.
Why? No, I don't. Okay, so there's a debate going around. If you have the older sibling babysit the younger siblings,
yes.
Should the parents pay the older sibling for their time?
Yes.
So I'm confused. So you think they should, but you're the younger sibling.
Well, I think so, because it never happened to me because I was not in charge of watching anybody.
Okay.
But
what's
I did
the
watch.
Age difference between you and the next?
Five.
5 years. Okay.
The next?
The next up is five. The next after him is five more. And the next after him is two more. So it's 12 between me and my oldest brother.
Between me and my oldest, mind you, there's four of us, 5 years.
Yeah, no, my parents just, they only boinked once every
5 years.
Yeah, or so.
Age difference for you guys?
For me and my brother, the middle, 3 years. And then me and my sister, 6 years.
Your brother is the middle?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought your sister is the middle.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
Here's my thing. Like, I did babysit my nephews. They were like my little. So one of my older brothers obviously had kids at a point where I was still a kid myself. They felt like my siblings.
But you got paid for that.
Of course I did. So
what's different than a sibling?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Why?
It is.
Why would you get paid for that? Even I don't think you should get paid. I think it's part of your duty as part of a member of this family, is you help out. And I'm the oldest, and I never got paid, and I don't think I deserve to be. I don't think you should get allowance either.
Did you get paid to mow the lawn?
No. No, not our own. I mowed like other people's, and I would get paid for that, but I would mow.
Did your dad let you use his mower for that?
He did.
Okay, yeah. So then you were paying back. Okay, that makes sense.
So then I just did it. That was just a chore that I had. That was my responsibility. I didn't get allowance for it.
So how did you do anything?
What?
What do you mean?
On the weekends.
I had jobs. I would have a part-time job.
At like 13?
14.
13 here, yeah.
I was 15, so it's not like I was mooching for it.
I don't understand why you would get an allowance for like, hey, take the trash out and we'll give you money. It's like, no, you live here. That's part of your responsibility of living here and taking care of the house that share together.
What would happen if you didn't do your chores? Were there consequences? Or did you ever figure out?
No, I never really got that far, I guess.
That's a good.
You got to know one. There's got to be one or the other.
There's got to be a consequence.
There's either got to be a reward or a consequence, period.
Well, I think the consequence is you don't get the reward if you don't do it.
Yeah.
But I don't see T-Hack's parents like kicking him out as part of the, you live here, you have to mow the yard. If you don't, you're on the street.
Yeah, it was more like it was just the expectation of like this. We all do our part to make the house work. Right?
Huh. I mean, what's, so you're like, what's not going to give your kids an allowance?
No. No.
The
to
only
do the things they have to do anyways?
The only reason I'm pro-allowance is because I feel like that helps teach financial literacy, because that's where I slack. Yeah. I did not...
You didn't get allowance.
I didn't get an allowance, and I never knew the value of a dollar until like 25 when I was in credit card debt.
Wow.
Mm. See, I think you... Take care of the stuff at home, because that will be the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. The trash will need to go out.
Yeah.
The rest of your life. You
and
will
not, never get paid for
You will never get paid for that. And then you can get a job if you want more money. Like, that's life, is you have to take care of your house. And then if you want more, then you have to go get more.
I do hate taking care of my house.
Okay. So then,
so that's,
here's the question. Is T-Hack a bad father for not giving him his kids an allowance?
Do your kids have chores?
Not, they're a little young. I've tried to like get Leo to empty
your
his trash.
Your wife's from Puerto
stuff.
Rico. They're going to have chores.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot take.
I'm just saying, as someone who married somebody from South America, like they don't mess around.
Okay. But did your son ever quote unquote babysit your daughter?
No. She babysat him.
Okay, well.
it's a maturity thing. Trust me.
If the
we never left him alone until she was 12.
Had been different. It was like, would you have paid him?
Yes. But here's the weird thing where I'm riding the fence here. I do, like, this is going to floor you, Erica, I believe. I never gave my kids a dime in allowance.
So,
and, I will not. No.
What?
I'm with T-Hack on that. This is your house. If it's like, it's like parents who pay their kids for good grades. It's like, that's your job.
Yeah.
Go get good grades.
Well, if
clean,
it's your
clean
job,
your
you
room.
Should get paid
oh, you
for
cleaned
it.
Your room. Here's $5.
But Slackery, so I feel like the pendulum, whatever.
Pendulum.
I always say it wrong. Sorry.
Pendulette?
Yeah, so you never got any money for good grades then.
Yeah, I didn't. I feel like it swung way too far because like you had to buy your school supplies.
I did. The second I got a job, my parents were like, I remember we went to like whatever the store was and they were like, we were looking at school clothes and I was like, okay, this. And they're like, did you bring your money? And I was like, wait, what? What do you-
But your kids never had to do that. You covered all of it.
Ooh, the pendulum.
That.
Yes. Is that a problem? Is that bad?
I just think it's interesting.
And that like makes more sense to me. Like as a parent, your part of your job is to provide for your children. So
they gotta
I would
have a bed, food, and clothes.
Yeah.
Till they get out, and then I'm never giving it to them again.
Whoa.
Well, maybe sometimes.
No, I mean, did
my
you?
My mom might be listening. Yeah, she gives me shirts sometimes.
Did you think you could move back in?
No,
you left your house, you were out of your house.
I was told that. Yeah, my dad told me.
My parents changed my room into a computer room.
Oh my gosh, computer room.
They put a desk in there and took my bed out, and I was like, "Well, where will I sleep when you come back? When I come back?" And they're like, "When you what?
Like to visit? You weren't allowed to visit?"
Yeah, I slept on the couch in the basement.
Computers weren't even invented yet. They're just like, I feel like something better is coming along.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's Friday. I tried out something new yesterday, and I hope all of you remember what I tried out because we're doing it together.
Oh no. Oh.
What it would sound like in a stadium.
Or nope.
We broke her.
News or nope.
Did that make anyone else lightheaded?
No.
It did make me a little bit lightheaded, but don't you think, like out there, they're like, oh my God, people are like, stadium. Everybody's like, well, there's like so many people singing the song now.
This is the live version.
I did hear, I don't know if you guys check your email very often, the Jonas Brothers have reached out to us to ask if they can cover the News or Nope theme in their upcoming concerts.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just making crap up.
Yeah.
I just assume you guys don't
have
any stories.
It would not be their shortest song. I don't think they've got some short ones.
Yeah. All right. News or Nope.
Good evening.
Oh,
hold on.
She's
I do
ready.
Want to say, unless I'm mistaken, We're out of notes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Good evening. Good Welcome evening. To the program.
No. Thank you.
Earlier this week, Taylor Swift there. Officially submitted five of her most acclaimed songs.
Hold on, this has been noped.
Doesn't matter. New person. New day to the Songwriters Hall
of
Fame.
Hold on. We need to debate that.
Why? I feel offended because I had wanted to deliver the news.
I don't know the rules.
Number one being All Too Well 10-minute version.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Yeah. Number two,
Blank
Space. We are
allowed to just keep talking. We can talk over her, I think.
Three, yeah, okay. Like Hero.
Here's four, what I can do. Watch this. Aaron's mic is off.
Oh.
She doesn't realize it, but her mic is off.
The fifth one is a little surprising.
It's not coming from my mic. My name on this.
Okay.
Am I back on?
For now.
I could always tell him.
The Last Great American Dynasty.
Did anybody hear any of them?
I heard at least the first and the last.
No.
We need to talk about the rules of music.
Why don't we let them decide?
Because I know that same day you can't circle back to it.
I know.
Can you the next day?
There's a really good story.
Yeah, well, we didn't get to hear it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is a town that may become the first town to ban pickleball. You already used yours this week. Carmel, California, I guess very close to where I grew up, wants to ban pickleball altogether because of the constant pop, pop, pop echoing from the public court.
Yeah. Has anybody in this room played it?
Yes.
And?
It is very loud.
I mean, you're like...
Playing, and you're playing with, is it a waffle ball? Like, it's a hard plastic.
And like a wooden paddle. So it's not like a tennis where it's...
Wiffle ball.
Is that what it is? Wiffle ball.
You're right.
Residents are saying the sound is ruining the quiet charm of their pricey neighborhood.
Hold on, just this? That's ruining their...
Over and over and over and echoing.
It's a wood paddle. It's like it's loud. Yeah. I agree. Just play tennis like an adult.
It's a whack.
What are you doing?
It's not a...
One
it's
local
a whack.
Was at...
It could be gunfire. It could be like...
It's a beautiful town, Carmel. My mom and my stepdad got married there.
So you're on board with them banning people doing drugs, not like...
I'm not on board with the banning, but I will say my hometown, a very small town also in Northern California, also considering this because they're tired of the noise. So I don't know what's going on.
Do people party? Is it like softball? Like, you know, softball is just... Like,
a little bit of a
leagues.
Party league?
Yeah.
I don't know about pickleball.
Because it's all old people,
certainly
right?
Certainly not in Carmel.
Not necessarily.
It's become a young man's sport?
Yeah, I played it at a bachelorette party. Yeah.
But in Carmel, the people are old.
Oh.
Do they scream a lot, too? Is it just that they don't like, or are people like, yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, the Tennessee thing.
Or maybe like, my ankle! Yeah.
A lot of injuries for pickleball, because people...
Okay. This was great.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Eminem, famous for saying, "I just settled all my lawsuits" in the song "Without Me," has sparked up one of his own.
Not the candy?
No, the rapper, Eminem. He is suing the Australian beach brand known as Swim Shady.
Oh.
He claims it risks causing confusion with his rap persona, and he says you can't call your brand Swim Shady.
Why not?
He claims that changing one letter isn't enough of a difference. From Slim Shady to Swim Shady.
But wouldn't...
He should just do a collab with them and call it.
I agree. It's just like, this makes you not look cool. Like, they're trying to kind of... I mean, they are ripping you off, but not really.
Everyone
it's clever.
Does that.
Like, Eminem has been around for so long, Slim Shady. It's almost... I know it's not literally public domain, but, like, we just know of Eminem. Like, he's been around forever.
Wouldn't you be okay with it? Like, first off...
So they're a swim brand. Their big thing is a umbrella that provides shade.
Oh.
Swim Shady. So that makes sense. So maybe it has nothing to do. Maybe they're not even trying to be cheeky.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
They're cheeky. I'm looking at swim.
May I interject real fast here?
Yeah.
His name is Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
He's the real Slim Shady.
I know M&M's should be going, yo, home slice.
Right, I just got
confused. We owned the name way before you did. Right.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I was just looking at the calendar, and guess what?
What?
It's Feel Good Friday!
Oh, you're so lucky I'm ready this time.
Feel good.
What?
I feel good.
I feel good.
Okay. Can I go first real
sure,
quick?
Sure.
I don't really have a news story. I do have a great story, but I want to tell a quick story.
Okay.
A Colorado radio show went on the air yesterday and said, what if we did something cool for dogs? Try to get some dogs adopted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Lola, is that the name
Lola
of the place?
Lola Rescue, yeah.
Lola's Rescue,
Lola
yeah.
Rescue has come to the table and they want to do an event with us. I don't know how many of the details I want to release. We're still doing things behind mm-hmm. the scenes, but we're thinking of calling it 12 Strays of Christmas.
Ooh,
so cute. We'll have 12 pets over 12 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, not just dogs. Pets.
I think, I don't know a ton about Lola yet. We're scheduled to talk to this woman. But
believe
I think,
there's cats involved.
Yeah. Oh.
Lola was the name of the dog. Not the woman.
Lola's not the woman.
Right. But I think a lovely woman named Jamie has reached out to us. And like Lola is going to be a part of this whole event, 12 Strays of Christmas, probably kicking off. We're going to get Thanksgiving out of the way and then we'll do the 12 Strays of Christmas. So details to follow, but mm-hmm. we're going to do something great for our furry
ooh.
Friends.
I've got a story. I forgot how this
yeah, you
went.
Just kind of go.
I don't actually know what city this is out of.
Okay.
But there is a therapy dog at a school who is deaf.
The therapy dog
The therapy dog is deaf. And this is like at an elementary school. And the whole school got together to throw the doggy a birthday party.
Shut up.
And he's wearing a birthday boy thing. And he's wearing his little outfit that says deaf dog. And all the kids are wearing party hats. I mean, hundreds of kids wearing party hats. They're wheeling him in the little wagon. And
is he the school's dog?
He's
I
think he's just a deaf therapy dog who also works with veterans and with the kids at school.
Okay. That's cute.
And they sang happy birthday to him.
Well,
oh my God.
Hear
and
it.
They sang it in sign language.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I don't think that. Okay.
They've been practicing for weeks.
Does the dog know?
Is he fluent? Or?
You think he knows?
Well,
well,
he must know commands in sign language.
Yeah, totally.
So he probably learned happy birthday too.
I also have a dog story. Does anybody else have a dog story? Because like,
no.
Like, let's just make this a dog theme thing.
I okay. just said no.
Well, then maybe.
Well, good. Then maybe I'll do my story and we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
We're feeling good.
We feel good.
I got a story about a man who was a veteran who was suffering from anxiety. And decided the way to give back was to help the rescue dog. Like they help train the dogs to help other veterans.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
So he decided to take on this project. He trained a dog for 8 months. It's a pit bull named Rossi.
Mm.
It was destined for this veteran that was suffering from severe anxiety. At the 8-month graduation ceremony, everybody got together. Aww. Everybody's cheering. He brings out the dog, made a little speech about how this dog has actually changed his life. It's helped him with his own anxiety. And they go, surprise, you're the veteran you were training it for.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they let him keep the dog. And there was not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, I love dogs.
We're going to do 12 Strays of Christmas.
I'm going to adopt
gonna
them all.
Cry every single day. Yeah. It starts on December 1st.
This. At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Do I seem like a little bit peeved today? No. Did I come in with a little bit of bad energy?
If you're asking me,
well, the answer is
always yes, and today's like no exception.
Well, yeah, what did I tell the class?
What?
No, hey, I know you have something to get off your chest.
Hold on. D-Hack, what do you think that soccer looks like today?
What do you look like?
Yeah. Dude, go for it. Just unleash, man.
You look like a country singer.
Yeah.
I'll take that. That is a lot better than what I said.
Right? I'll absolutely take that. But if you want to roast me, go for it. Because I want to see if you're anywhere in the wheelhouse.
What color are your jeans?
Blue.
Okay. I agree. Country. Yeah, you seem like just like a country guy.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw or like Kenny Chesney.
If I have these blue Ray-Ban aviators and if I put them on, people call me Eric Church. And I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Well, get educated.
I can see it. You need the sunglasses, though.
Yeah, sunglasses I've gotten with this hat, I've gotten Eric Church before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. But little Miss Priss walks in the room and says,
"Ooh."
I said, "Oh, you look like Larry the Cable Guy."
So I'm having a great day. So poor I don't really reference. Give a crap if you're in a bad mood
Slacker
today.
Is wearing like a denim hat with a light blue shirt and denim like colored blue jeans.
And brown Chelsea boots, so I got it all going on.
Okay, right,
it was the hat that really threw me off.
Larry the Cable Guy is a in his fat, mouth. Disheveled, purposely.
He never wears sleeves.
Right. I don't get how I became, but enough about me.
Right.
Let's talk about you, princess.
I'll apologize and say that this is the reason I came in going, Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
You know what is real annoying?
Uh-oh, she's trying to take over Teed Off for Teed.
No,
compared to Larry the Cable Guy?
I'm not
Play
Teed Off, per se. No, I'm not Teed Off, and I'm not Teed Hack.
She said she was peeved.
I said I was peeved.
Okay.
She's peeved off.
I was doing laundry this morning.
I'm sorry, it already started.
We gotta sing the whole thing.
With all the problems in the real world, Erica don't care. Seem to bug her are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed off with Erica.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
Beautiful. I actually think this is not the same as a teed off with T-Hack. Because his are usually a bit silly.
Wow.
Now he's two for two.
Yeah, now you got both the boys against you.
Today,
oh, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt one more time. Erin was out of the room when Erica first got here, but she'd already seen Erin, and she was like, man, does Erin look fat in
this? No, I did not. I would never say
that. Oh, my God,
thing.
But you're ticking everybody else off. Like, yeah, why don't you say something about her?
My friend. Now I've completely lost what I was angry about.
What are you mad about?
I was doing laundry. Oh, my Lord. I go to put the wet clothes into the dryer, and what is in my laundry machine? That would be a washing
machine.
I put it in your fancy laundry machine, didn't it?
It was filled with water. Yucky, gross water. So my clothes had gone through a cycle, and then it didn't rinse and spin, and my clothes are just sitting there. By the way, I thought I'd have dry clothes by the time I left for work.
You only have one set of clothes.
No!
What are we talking about? That's my good clothes. These are my working clothes.
You are not helping. Fighting what Erica...
Larry the Cable
Thank
Guy.
You. I'm leaning into it. Oh, I wanted to call you Mater.
Full on Mater right
so,
now.
Oh, Mater. Wait, he was the voice of Mater.
Yeah.
Oh my God, now...
Well, and did you know that's not him? That's all a character.
You can find him doing stand-up like in the 80s with a mullet and like sort of like not even a mullet, like that weird sort of the one dude from Full House, the guy who's cut it out, that guy.
Oh,
Joey? Yeah,
kind of the longer in the back.
A total mullet. Anyway, he's just with a polo shirt on with a popped collar. He's a normal looking dude, talks normal. And this whole, I'm like Mater with a tuh, that's all an act. It's 100% not that. I'm sorry, back to your splashy laundry.
Yeah, so I got real upset and my fiance said I'm going to take matters into my own hands and took him to the laundromat. And now our landlord has to come over and fix it's just been a whole thing.
Okay, Can I just say this? I'm sorry about your washer.
Thank you so much.
It does not give you license to talk to me like that. Call Aaron fat.
I did not.
And whatever you did at TX.
Call my thing silly.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's the point? I don't get it. What's left? Why would you have... Why?
What's left?
Yeah.
TX... Like, it's not like we just found out that they're closing Culver's, but he got some of the worst news he's ever heard in his life.
Yeah.
He's deeply affected by the closing of moving walkways at airports.
Yeah, they're ripping them out of airports. What's left? Why would I go to the airport if they're going
to
get rid of them?
Somewhere, idiot.
Typically, you go to the airport to get on a plane.
Yeah, to go somewhere. But you want to get to your plane with the least amount of movement possible.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like I'm going fast.
Right, if you walk while you're on it and you're like, yeah.
Exactly.
Zoom.
And also, Slacker, just get ready. You're coming to my side. I have young children. Oh. It is the highlight of going to the airport. It's the only thing that will keep them entertained.
Escalators. They still have escalators.
No, but the escalators are too packed. They're always like people shoving.
Dangerous. Yeah. Mm. And they're like far away. At least the walkways are right outside your gate.
Wait. Do you think they're doing this at our airport?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, it just got real.
But it's just like the Denver airport has so many moving walkways.
It's all moving walkways.
It's all. There's no way they're getting rid of it.
Because there's two each way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and especially you end up on, I forget, like there's some back way where you go like over the bridge and stuff. And it's like there's a ton of them down there.
That's on the A concourse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all the concourses.
Yeah.
There's like, no, there's...
It's coming back. If you flew international or you go across the walking bridge, there are walkways coming to and from A. Yes. Trust me.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm saying I don't know what it is.
But in all of the... Isn't it all the terminals? There's like...
Yeah, but there's two in the middle. But like going to A, like... You could really, if you have a late. Because
you don't have to take the train for A. You're
So you can just be on walkways forever. Mm-hmm. You can be sedentary. I don't know if you've ever done this.
Yeah, you can sit on them. They let you.
There are places, the American Express Lounge is one of them, where you are overlooking a walkway.
Yeah.
And it is very much like horse racing. Like you can get a whole line of, and then you're just like a girl with the weird leopard skin, like leopard top or whatever.
On the inside corner.
And you will. And you're like, you've got money in the middle and you're like, who's going to step across the line first?
It's a photo finish.
Oh my God. I will get you into the lounge if you want to come with me. It's so much fun to bet on people.
That would be fun.
And then you have a little kid and like, they're the little dark horse. Cause they're like way in the back. And you're like, my money's on the kid. And they're like, no way, he just got on. I'm like, I swear to God, he's gonna weasel his way. And he knocks the old lady off with his like.
And the worst, sometimes people get on it and they stand. It's not for standing.
I hate
it's
when
not.
They do that.
It's for walking.
It's exactly for standing.
No, it's for walking.
People who can walk. You.
But I want to go fast.
It's a pretend I'm a superhero.
I think there's some people who can walk who choose to stand on them.
Yeah.
But maybe you're standing because you're doing work or something.
Boo-hoo.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Get to your seat faster.
It's okay. You just got to stay over to the right. A lot of times they spread out and there's people trying to walk behind them. And that's poor etiquette, I think.
Do we know why they're doing it, though?
It just takes a lot of money to keep up maintenance.
It is when you come up on them and they're broken.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I doing here again?
And then
I'll
you
just
walk on it and your balance kind of, even though it's not moving.
Yes. Like, none of you guys have the real reason they're doing it.
I'm not.
They're doing it for cost.
Yeah.
No.
It says maintenance costs are another.
They're doing it to get you to spend more money at the airport.
Do you understand how much money I spend at the airport when I'm at the airport?
Because you're one of those, aren't you?
We get there early enough because we want to have a meal and we want to have beverages. We're considering getting a special credit card to get into a lounge.
The Amex lounge is so good.
It's nice.
Oh, it was the Capital One. But
the Amex lounge is so good because you have the bedding is right there.
Bedding.
I promise you.
That's how much we spend at the airport.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hey, wait, guys, wait for this on the video.
Hey, we're on the air. Can you guys maybe talk about this later?
Well, it was actually quite important.
I want to say, Erica,
priorities. Yeah,
you are blowing my mind a little bit right now because
extremely out of character.
You're the most uptight human I've ever met.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I don't think we know each other well, but I'm
especially not well enough for you to insult her like
no,
that.
No, that's not an insult. Uptight's not a bad thing.
I don't want to be uptight.
You, but you, who worries more than you in your circle of friends? Is there a human who worries more than you?
My sister.
So then it's hereditary, but like you're the most insane worrier I've ever met.
Yeah, I worry
a lot.
You're
far too young. You worry like my 87-year-old mother.
Yeah, there's like definitely like reasons behind it that would probably make you sad.
I'm already sad.
No, I just, I...
you.
I'm nervous.
So my mom had cancer when I was really young, and I think that's why I'm such a worrier. That she's great sense. Now.
But you don't worry about cancer. You worry about
everything. I worry
about everything.
I worry about cancer, too.
But you, at that age, it's just, you. Yeah.
You
no,
develop
I get it.
A predisposition to worrying.
Yeah.
Like, where she parked her car? What's she, like, what's the...
Oh, I thought
like,
my car was stolen yesterday.
You see what I'm saying?
In the work parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, people do come in and break into cars here during the summer.
It's good to know.
I'm letting
during
her know.
During the summer?
Yeah.
Not winter?
No.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they saw out parts of your car and stuff. They get under your car and take your catalytic
that
converter.
That also has happened.
Okay, so I guess engineer. I have a reason to worry.
No, but all the worry in the world doesn't change whether or not they're... They're going to either do it or they're not.
Right. My therapist and I are working on this.
Oh, my Lord.
Work. She listens to the show.
Harder.
Hi, therapist.
Okay. Hi, therapist.
Do you want to say?
She's very sick today. We had to reschedule.
You want to shout her out by name or is
no,
that weird?
No, that's weird.
I'll shout mine out.
You don't have
no one.
She's like, let's make you a little more of a finished product before you start shouting me out.
Okay, we're going to talk about the wedding ring thing, but Aaron just accused me of not having a therapist. You guys can't see any difference in me, can you?
No.
Damn it. It's working.
You seem well rounded.
I'm trying to do subtle changes. I don't want to zag too hard.
Okay.
Because I've said this on the air before, and this is a real thing that's happened. I've been in meetings with management, and they're like, "You're not allowed to get too much therapy." They're like,
"I'm so glad no one's ever told me that because it was dark."
They're like, "Your amount of broken is exactly what we hired."
I feel like you should like file.
I know.
Some
I think
sort
it's
of
one of the weirdest things.
Complaint.
Thanks, boss.
Okay.
Long story longer. There's a story where a woman is mad at her mother-in-law because she was like doing something. She was gardening or something. So she took her wedding ring off.
Okay.
Set it down, and while she was doing, she was like getting her hands dirty. And then came back, and her mother-in-law was wearing the ring. She tried the ring on.
Remember. Slacker and T-Hack, when we were on the phone the other day, and I said, boy moms can be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's why it's weird that the mother-in-law put on the ring. She was imagining being married to her own son.
That's not... Nope. Do you honestly believe that's why she put the ring on?
I don't know.
So just...
I also don't believe that all boy moms are weird, but...
Off air, and it spilled over into on air... Aaron was asking if she could try your ring on, and you said yes.
Yeah.
Do you think she's picturing marrying Dane?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So
and
you
also,
can put
I'm
the ring on.
Try my
Are
ring
you,
on.
Whoa, no!
Oh, that's a sizer.
Yeah, I have a little sizer because it's a little bit big, but when my fingers
You just handed it over?
So we are in a controlled environment in this moment where
Gotta
she
go.
Can't, but she couldn't drop it like through a deck or into a pool
or
something.
A drain or something.
Yeah, like we're not near a drain.
Do you understand all the wires in this room? Go to a room that's no longer ours.
Okay, well, she would have to try really hard
she
to get it
She would not have to try
down.
That hard. She could see this little video
that's
tour
beautiful.
Right here.
Aaron has tiny hands, though.
But it's the same size.
Oh, okay. It's because of the
so
size.
She's got fat, tiny fingers.
No! That's not what it says.
That's so pretty.
This can't
Thank
be normal,
so
though, right? For I,
Oh, yeah.
Would Ahab let anybody try...
No,
she's got juju on the ring.
Here's the answer. Ahak wouldn't take her ring off.
Okay.
Ever.
And T-Hack's looking at me like...
Ever.
Yeah.
Yours comes off?
I take my ring off when I shower, when I do dishes. I don't want it going down the drain.
Yeah, I take mine off too.
It wouldn't go down the drain if you wouldn't take it off.
It can get slippery and slide
Doing
off.
Dishes, sometimes my fingers shrink up and I'm like,
and
whoa,
again,
that thing's big.
Especially, it's not the right size.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Drinkage is real.
Yeah, when things get cold, I get it. The cold water, it's a real.
Hands in, something else.
So you're not weird about it. You would let? No. Would you let anybody?
Not anybody. No.
Would you
I trust Aaron. She's not going to run away with it. She's not going to do something weird. But I was on a bachelorette party the week after we got engaged, and my fiance was like, please don't, you know, not like when you're out at wineries and stuff. Take
so
it off.
So he like pre-kiboshed it. He was like, you
I
can't.
Probably brought it up, but yeah, he gets it.
Okay.
We have rules.
What, can Slacker try it on?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like he would try to pull a fast one and do something weird with it.
Oh, not that he wouldn't put any bad, like.
It's not. Oh, also,
you got that marriage to do.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is where things get awkward on the show. Not for me, but.
Right, because you're alone.
Wow, that was mean.
Well, if he's going to say he's the only one who gets a free pass here.
I do kind of. We're doing I love him, but. So we want you to call in. Like, you can be madly in love with your sig other. Mm-hmm. But no matter, they do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do. Yeah. There's a thing where you're like. Oh.
For sure.
Yeah. It just happened to me, actually. That I saw.
You do not get to talk. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you out kicked your coverage with your wife, and you just need to just shut up.
No,
like, you're not allowed to say.
You know what? You're right.
Like, I wouldn't. I would say she's a perfect angel, and like, you, every day that you're with her is a great day for you.
That's what I was gonna say.
How annoying that is.
Yeah, that bugs.
Yeah. You're so hot.
All right, you love her.
So when she refuses to use GPS, refuses, and I like it. I admire it. Except for when it doesn't always go that well. She'll miss an exit or something, and then she gets really mad. But it's kind of like, it feels like she's mad at me. Like, you know, like, I'm, and it's like, I want to just go, should I turn the GPS on? And she's, it's like, no, I'll get it. You know, and it's like,
she doesn't?
No, she does. I admire it. She's a driver, and she likes to, like, no, her dad instilled that. He's a car guy, and so she's like a car woman. She wants to know how to get places without the GPS. So I respect it. I don't have that gear at all. I just put the GPS in and don't know where. Where do I even live? I don't know.
No, I still GPS to work every day. It's been like 6 weeks.
But it's when it goes wrong, and then you can tell she's mad. Like, and it's like, now the whole car is like, you're fine. Just hit that UE. Turn around.
But like, when your kids are doing something really cute, she gets out that thing and like screws the bulb in, then goes, everybody stand still. So it goes, and then she waits like 4 hours for like some sort of negative, and she goes into a dark room and develops things.
No.
So she embraces some technology.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about going somewhere new?
Knew she would try it, but she's so quick, she'll turn it off. Like, before we even get there, she's like, I know. Like, 20 minutes left, she's like, I got it. Like, testing herself. And I'm like, just turn. I have it going on my phone.
I kind of love her.
I kind of
love her
because
I'm the same. You know,
are?
I'm the same.
Yeah, why?
Still do the technology, but you know, you can tell me you're going somewhere, and I'll tell you exactly where it is. If it's in Denver, I can tell you exactly
you do
where
know that.
It is.
You've lived here forever.
I've lived here forever, but it's not that. It's being a courier. Mm-hmm. Like, you
had to learn the numbers.
You have to. Yeah, this was. Yeah, you just got to know where you're going, and you got to know the ways to get there that aren't the way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
My wife barely knows the way to get there.
Yeah,
right.
So if I'm allowed to speak.
You are.
Even
you
though
are.
I'm not in a relationship, I have discovered, this is more from my son, but then my ex-wife chimed in. Apparently, if I chew gum when I have AirPods in, apparently it's worse. It's the worst ASMR. It's like a cat. I don't know I'm doing it.
Because you can't hear it.
I guess I have the noise cancel or whatever. And I guess, like, if I'm driving down the road or whatever, and the kids are all listening to different things, and I don't want to then I just put AirPods in, and I'm like, I guess. And I guess I eat cereal the same way.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, isn't
first
that
off?
Also illegal?
Yeah.
No, it's not illegal, is it?
You cannot wear.
Why not?
Because you can't hear sirens.
I don't need to hear sirens. The car will figure it out.
No.
Oh, my God.
You assume he's in the front seat.
Yeah.
I'm in the back with my son. Yeah. We're chilling. But, like, no. I apparently, people who have loved me say they love me, but I have a thing sometimes when I eat or chew. Because I guess I do that with cereal, too. I'm like.
Just smack it.
Why does this feel a little sad? Yeah.
Because I'm alone, and I'm admitting something that will keep me alone forever.
It won't keep you alone forever. Everyone has someone who will love them despite.
Yeah.
In spite of.
Hold on. Let's just open the phone lines. Anybody who wants to hear me eat soup. I hate soup. Okay. Here's the thing. We want, and the rest of the people in the room are going to have to do it.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Even about your fiance.
I'm ready.
I have more.
Oh.
Hack. Shut your hole. I love them, but 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call it.
Okay. So my fiance. He is the most amazing person I know.
Oh, look at the preamble.
I teared up this morning because I said to him, no one's ever going to love me like you love me.
Aw.
And no one ever would. I'm very annoying. and I love him a lot. But he leaves cans with just a little bit left in them everywhere. He drinks a lot of those sparkling waters.
Oh, yeah.
I went up to his office on Sunday and collected like 7 of them.
And wow. They're not empty. So
some are empty. Some have a little bit in them. But then he'll leave, like he'll pour a beer can into a glass when we're at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't just take it to the recycling.
He just puts
it on the counter or turns it upside down in the sink. And I'm like, you're not, it's already empty. It's empty enough. Just take it. The recycling is like 10 more steps away. We live in a small home.
Man. And then leaving the little amount in the bottom, because sometimes if I'm taking a bunch of recycle, one of the cans will turn on me, then it's like, that wasn't empty, and it's on me. I got sticky, nasty, whatever.
And when it's like an old IPA.
I
love you, babe.
Just skunky and like.
He listens too, so. I love you.
I loved him up until this moment, but I don't think we can be together now.
It's jarring. I've had to get past it. Wait, you're not with him. All right, Aaron.
I mean, I have heard from multiple of my
partners.
Yes, current and past, that my driving is terrifying. So mine's probably that.
So you're not going to talk any smack about any sig other you've ever had. You're just talking smack about you.
Yeah, I'm still kind of learning about my current boyfriend. He forgets where he puts things a lot, and that gets annoying.
Aaron just did the TikTok trend where people are going, well, my current boyfriend, their like long-term boyfriend.
Hack has done that, swear.
Yeah.
Your current wife.
My current wife. And everybody was like, what are you doing?
My current children.
Okay.
I feel better, actually, because Aaron says that I'm a terrible driver. But now that I know that you're a terrible driver.
Yeah, you guys. I said you were a terrible driver, so that makes you worse.
Yeah,
if
makes
she thinks you're bad, boy. All right, so we're looking for, you love your sig other, but you're going to rat them out for the ridiculous, gross thing they do. Or just annoying thing. 303-222-5423.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing I Love 'Em But. And things are going to get even more awkward in the studio because I know Erica's been corresponding with her fiancé.
I just felt it was only fair if I was going to expose him
on
the air.
I appreciate that.
I'd expose me back.
Can I ask you, does he chew?
Chew?
Like
tobacco?
Like chaw? Like
or
no.
Zen?
That's a whatever. No.
He does.
Yeah. You know if they chew.
He does Zen.
He did. No, that's way better. Because like when you said some of the cans, like he leaves, her thing is I love him, but he leaves cans laying around.
Yeah.
If there was chew spit in them, because that's another thing where it's like.
No.
A texter said that, her friend's ex used to leave bottles with juice bit.
And someone says that their husband leaves kombucha bottles around, which they have to start stinking. Kind
of. Yeah, they already stink. Yeah. It's fermented fruit.
I mean, I love
it. Mountain Dew doesn't get to stinking. You can leave it for weeks.
Okay.
No one leaves those empty.
Carol.
Hey.
I love them, but.
I love my husband. We've been together for 20 years, but he has a large nose, and sometimes when he goes to give me a kiss, the end of his nose is wet like a puppy dog, and it totally grosses me out.
Why
is the end of his nose wet?
Yeah, that's a valid question.
Because the size of it means that there's always, like, some bat in the cave or something going on.
Oh, like coming out of his nostril. Mm.
Yes!
It doesn't. Can I just ask?
Me, okay. And then I get real skeeved out.
I'm not trying to put you in a
puppy
weird
dogs
spot.
Are cute.
But like,
I don't like when my dog's nose is too wet.
I do. I really like wet noses. So there have been things where it's like big hands, big feet mean, right?
Mm. Right.
And then it's been debunked because like my hands are pretty big and. But I've
a one man study.
But I've heard the big nose is always true.
You're really asking her right now.
Yeah.
I would say that for him, the big nose is very true.
Good for you, girl.
You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, it's got boogers on my face, but
everything else is good.
Exactly.
He can't even be mad that you called in. Yeah. He's like, you know what? Call every day if that's what you're going to
tell
people
about my big nose.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call, Carol. So Tiak has volunteered to do one more about his wife.
Yes, my wife does this thing. She does it every night when she goes to sleep. You know, like to fall asleep, you have to pretend you're sleeping and then you eventually fall asleep. But she does it so, I always say she's like she's acting in a stage play because she puts her hands like this, praying hands, and she puts them on next to her face and she lays like this in the bed while I'm like brushing my teeth. She's just laying there like.
She pretends like she's in a movie sleeping.
Exactly. And I'm like, what are you doing? No one sleeps like that.
It helps her fall asleep.
No, I don't care. You don't get to do that.
You're just rubbing it in that you're better than me because I'm like, like zonked out and she's just. Just so delicate. And it's like,
does she sleep in the night like that?
No. As soon as she falls asleep, she hits me in the face. She's like all wide open. But she pretends while she's awake, like, oh, I'm just a dainty little, I just need to fall asleep.
You should put boogers on her face.
No. No.
I mean, I don't know. That'll stop her from doing it.
I guess.
Every time she does it, she's going, put your dog nose right on her. It's like, okay. So here's the other thing that happened. Erica reached out to her fiance and said, we're doing I love him, but like
he said, he completely agrees with my I love him, but about him leaving the cans around. He's like,
but
that's
I
a good
called
one.
My shot. I was like,
oh yeah.
That whipped fellow
is not whipped.
He's 100% whipped.
He's not whipped. He just takes really great, kind care of me
out of fear.
Yeah, you're right. That's not whipped. I don't know. There's some other word for it. Please text in at 303-222-5423. And what was his first response? Like, what about me do you not like?
First Everyone? Response was, you're perfect, babe.
You're right. Not whipped.
And I said, no, be honest.
Okay.
And then he said, I say this out of humor. Let me preface with that. And I was like, oh my gosh, how bad is this going to be? And then he said, when you say your dog and need me to get involved with whatever bleep Swanson is up to. He's like, obviously I want to help, but I find it
funny.
You're
one of those people.
So I'll be like, look what your dog's doing.
Oh.
It's her dog when it's a good dog. And it's
no, it's my baby when he's a good dog. But and the worst part is everyone knows Swanson was my idea. And I do say, your dog is losing his mind. Like, your dog needs to go out.
So, before we wrap this up, I just have one final question.
Yeah?
How big is your fiance's nose?
Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
What are we calling this thing? Are we looking for weird house rules? Are we looking for traditions? Or a little bit of a mix?
Like, weird things your family did growing up.
Like?
Well, it was kind of a house rule. you couldn't have a soda before 10 a.m. Saying it out loud, I'm realizing that was simply a health encouragement. Yes.
I do not.
It's not even that late. That's pretty early still.
It's very early.
I'm just going to say this, and I want to say right now, I love Wendy's. They do a lot of stuff for us. Mm-hmm. They're a great company. There's one right here.
Tread easy.
I love
Wendy's.
They've got a new commercial that is just like, ain't nothing better than that morning Coke. And it's like they're showing all these people going through a drive-thru getting a 32-ounce soda. And I'm like, Erica's family was right.
There's a lot of people do that.
What are you? You can drink a soda in the morning?
They get like a 32-ounce, specifically McDonald's Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And you know who else loves to do that? People in Utah who don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
What? Hold on. You can have caffeine, just not coffee?
You can have cold caffeine.
That's not really a thing.
No, that's a very Mormon thing. And no offense to anyone Mormon. Actually, you could call in and tell me I'm wrong. It's like you can have soda, but you can't have coffee. And I don't think tea.
So Hack can be over there shooting up Baja Blast.
Yes.
Yeah. 6 a.m., baby.
Oh my God.
I got hooked because when I used to work at the golf course, we would work a 6 to 2 shift, like the early morning golfers, and then our boss would buy us breakfast, but there were never any drinks except for the soda. So I would have a can of Mountain Dew with my pancakes and eggs and stuff.
That's disgusting,
at like 6
bro.
In the morning?
Best. It's the best.
That's disgusting.
The earlier in the morning, the crisper the dew. I live my life by it.
Oh.
It's not like the morning dew on the flowers.
It is.
It's not. I'm sorry I began this.
Your parents were geniuses. That's a weird rule.
And I don't even know if they like hammered it into us. It's just that probably one time I was like, I want a Coke right now. And they were like, no. Like it's 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
We had another kind of a soda adjacent one. My grandpa built us it looked like a podium basically, but it had a big bag attached to it with like a lid. And every time we would finish a can of soda, you would do two things. You would take the top off of it,
pull tab.
Put that in a bucket,
okay?
Because that went somewhere. I don't know. I don't know that we ever took it anywhere.
There was a time where we just wanted to show how, like, it was your accurate representation of what a defiled human you are. Just that, like, you don't want to keep all your cans, but if you just keep those, you're like, look at that. That's like 10,000.
No, but I thought you got like credit or points or something for it.
By like returning them?
Tops.
Yeah, the
pops. I don't think
box
so.
Box tops?
So that was the first thing. You popped that part off, and then you put the can in the big bag of the podium, and there's a little sticky note where you keep track of how many cans are in there.
And then what was done with it?
When it got full, you'd take it in. And I don't know.
Start over with the sticky note?
yeah, a new one.
That's the weirdest tradition.
That's what
ever.
We did with every can of soda.
Just when the bag is full, you don't need to know how many are in there. Why do you need to know how many are
full.
In there?
I don't know. Yeah.
But maybe they were collecting them for change.
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know. It was like a
for environmental change or
no, just quarters.
Everyone in our family had one of these podiums. It's just the way it was.
Everyone in your family?
Yeah, like my grandpa
did?
Made them. He built them out of wood.
This is exactly what we're looking for. That's a really strange tradition, as equally strange as like.
And it feels weird now just recycling a can because I'm like, I got to keep track.
I got to pop the top on
because that's just how we did it.
So you don't, but you do. You don't have a podium with a ticker.
No, not currently. But if I go home for like the holidays,
it's still there.
I will do it, yeah. A lot less cans in it now that I don't live there anymore, but it's still
all right,
there.
Here's the deal. We want your weird traditions, and I just want to bring up your weird rules, your weird traditions. I just want to bring up poop knife. And we're going to talk about poop knife, but like if you've got a weird tradition or weird rule at your house, we'd like to talk about it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. You look perplexed by the words poop and knife, Erica.
Because I'm so upset. I've never heard of this in my life.
We hadn't either until we were doing a show one day and somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, the poop knife. And
you're someone like, called you. This
yeah,
wasn't
so.
In
yeah.
one
yeah.
of your
years
homes.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like,
I actually feel like I'm going to be ill because I'm imagining what you do with a poop knife.
Yeah. 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 What do you do with a knife?
Cut things.
Yeah. And it's called a poop knife. So what do you think you're cutting?
Why? Who's taking poops that big?
Here's the thing. My 5-year-old nephew has clogged toilets at least a dozen times.
So you have a poop knife?
So we have a poop knife.
But how big are the poops coming out of a 5-year-old?
Do not put your arms closer together, T-Rex.
You would be surprised.
Here's the... So, like, that's... Poop knife is a good example of something we'd like to hear from you. I remember one time when we brought up poop knife, somebody called in and said, we have something similar to our house. Do you guys remember what it was?
Was it a poop spatula or something?
Poop scissors. Oh, yeah.
That's so much grosser because you know they get stuck. Because
it's like stuck in. Yeah. It's like in the little... it's just like in the little hinge.
Yeah. And then so every once in a while you have like a eyebrow hair that's too long. You're like, just
and you grab the poop scissors and you're like, oh, why do these smell weird?
Also, where's this knife kept?
I would assume in that weird drawer where the Kindle is. Yeah.
So I want to go home.
You cannot. I have poop bolt cutters. Is what I have.
Really hard poops, lots of fiber there.
Or iron and fiber, yeah. It's like, kabong.
Ew, I'm going to be ill.
Can we talk about scissors, though? Not about poop scissors.
Okay.
Did your, like, my mom sewed.
Mine did too.
And I remember having a school project. And
were they orange scissors?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was using the sewing scissors.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, blacked out from that beating.
Yeah.
You don't touch the sewing fabric. Scissors are not to be touched by mere mortals. That is a fact.
I don't think my mom sewed.
Nothing?
I don't know. Ask her.
All right.
Can we have her number? Yeah. Like, I mean. Yeah.
I agree. I remember the exact same thing. Like, those are off limits because they cut the fabric. They like.
Are yeah, because like, I just drag sharp.
It. Yeah,
they're just stupid. Aaron nailed it. It's the orange handled ones. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to touch them.
I remember a rule that was like, I don't know that it's weird, but it was just like ingrained in us so much growing up was you never run at the pool. You never run it, which we all
that's
know.
That's a real rule.
But I remember ingrained in me so much that one of my friends, Will, when I was in like first grade, he broke his arm running at the pool. And I remember being devastated and saying to my mom, why would he risk it? Like, everyone knows you don't. Why would he do that? Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around a kid just being a kid.
I had a friend. I think she was running and she bonked her chin and it was bleeding. And my dad had, she fell into the pool. It was a whole thing, too. And she was running at the pool.
Why would she risk it?
Why would she risk it? She's alive.
Everyone knows.
I just want to read one from our list of weird rules that somebody sent in. On every birthday, you get a hair pulled the amount of years old you are.
And then add one for luck and for next year.
What?
So on your 14th birthday, they stand there and pull 15 hairs from you.
What? I've never heard of that.
That's a quick way to go bald, Slacker.
Yeah, how old are you?
Oh,
sorry.
This hurts. I cut my hair with the poop scissors.
I hate you.
I can't stop picturing how caked they would be.
No!
All right. If you have a weird rule, by the way, Aaron just did the
new. I did. Yeah.
See, I'm not the only one who does it around here.
Weird rules in your house, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, well, hold on. If that text comes back, we need to hear that.
Oh, I've got his response.
Oh, you do?
So I texted Dane, my fiancé.
We're talking about the weird rules in your house and weird things, and we got to poop knife.
And I said, have you ever heard of a poop knife? And he said, ha ha, is this a dad joke? And I was like, no, this is a horrible,
this is a very real
thing. And he said...
Please don't go.
What is it? And then I had to explain. And he said, really? Or are we being trolled? Because that seems like whoever would buy that. I don't think he realizes it's not like a...
You don't get a special one.
Product. Yeah. But he said they either need a new diet or a new toilet or both.
I'm just curious. Don't you think... Is having a lot of poop, wouldn't that be a good thing?
I think not if they're like that.
Really? If it's like...
Like a log? Okay, I can't talk about this.
Well, we actually had a listener call in, Beth. Oh. Shout out to Beth. She wanted me to pass along that you don't need a poop knife. Her family used the poop hanger. Because in her words...
That's disgusting.
Well, in her words, you don't need to get that close to it, is what she told me. And
I appreciate that.
I told her
no,
I would
relay
the
but then you're like, you're cutting it like it's cheese. Like you know the weird little
the
thing you cut cheese with?
Yeah.
Yes. So you're doing it like that?
Where's
like with a dry cleaning?
It's a real thing.
Also, do you think she wanted you to use her name on that one, or
she told it to me? I don't know.
Poop hanger.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay. Well, it's too late for that. Okay.
We did get a text saying vomit bowl. And at first we were confused. And then they said, AKA popcorn bowl. And I remembered, absolutely, we did that. Our popcorn bowl was the vomit bowl, and it was Finding Nemo.
Is it just because it's the biggest bowl you have in your house? So.
But also, couldn't we have just all bought a second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll go in the washer.
It's so gross.
But did you ever barf in it, or was it just the comfort bowl to have in front of you?
Absolutely barfed in it.
I hurled in that thing. Different one than Aaron's, actually. We didn't
Not Finding
together.
Nemo. I would always feel bad because I'm like, sorry, Nemo.
Was Nemo inside of it?
He was on the very bottom, yeah. Oh. He got the worst.
So you'd look at look Nemo in the eye while you're hurling onto his face.
And then all of the other fishes were on like the rim of the bowl. And it's like, are they going to drown?
In acid. In stomach acid.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing that we were talking about when we first brought this up. And I don't think we said it on the air. But I had a friend who wasn't allowed in their formal living room. Yeah. That was the rule in the house. Like, literally, I was at his house. He lived in Fox Hill. Shout out Fox Hill. It was like the expensive neighborhood in Longmont. And I didn't know any better. And I just like strolled through the formal living room on my way to the bathroom or something. And then he came through and he's like, did you walk in that room? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, your feet print. Like, what?
What's the point of having a room in your home if you can't use it?
I don't know.
Like, what? Your footprints?
So then we had to get the vacuum out and try to duplicate the peaks. So you go forward and hit the wall and then pull it back at a 45. So you have little
peaks.
I don't want to live this way.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Your mom's like, how was your friend's house? And you're like, the worst.
We vacuum.
We clean.
I did chores.
But I mean, it's the same with the formal living room or the formal dining room. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in those either.
What's it for?
I have one. Don't have a big enough house yet.
Yeah, but what should I do with mine?
I don't know. You don't ever use it? Even like Thanksgiving or like a big
holiday
meal?
No, we eat around the island.
Really?
I'm so sorry. We just got a jarring.
We have to end this because if it's something else about poop night, I'm leaving the room.
The FCC
This text came in. My parents had the rule that we were not allowed to pick up dogs. That was because on two different occasions,
my brother
dropped a dog down a flight of stairs. And we didn't want to risk it anymore.
Why did you risk it?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who fell asleep while burglarizing and wishes the cops was what woke him up.
Ooh.
Trust me. It's better than what woke him up.
Are you okay?
Having a stroke. Okay.
I have a story about a slithery ride to school.
Oh.
Oh, cannot wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Missouri.
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 Missouri. 1042, Missouri.
1042, Missouri. If you're ever in San Diego, it's a great house. You should rent it. It was on Airbnb for a while. We all just had to memorize it because I was on a drunk bender and you had to just know 1042 Missouri. That's I need to be taken home.
And now we all know it too. Yeah. Just as additional backup. We weren't on the trip, but in case you needed help.
You weren't?
They were not on the trip. No. It was my buddy Josh's 40th birthday.
Okay.
1042 Missouri.
Yeah. My story's out of Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was shocked. Shocked when they were driving to school, a mother and their son driving to baseball practice, and out of the hood of the car popped a little tiny snake. Popped his head up and said, "I'm a snake."
Yay!
They went, "Oh, it's a snake! Look at it!
It's a snake!"
It was just like under the hood, so they kind of did some driving maneuvers to try to get rid of it.
So it's literally coming out of the hood.
Out of the hood,
but not into their car.
No, it's still on the outside.
Are you gonna tell me that's why your snake's still gonna be panicked?
No, it's outside. We're
if
fine.
It was not in my, if I could confirm it could not get into my car, I'd be okay.
Let me in.
Where are we going?
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, have you ever had the? You ever been at the zoo and then the tiger runs at the thing and you go like,
yeah.
Because it's like, whoa, and you're like, I know I'm on the other side of the glass, but you're like, what it? Like,
yeah, or what if they break the glass? What
What if the snake?
What if the glass disappears?
I'm a strong slithery little snake.
Oh, Harry Potter.
There's a Harry Potter reference. Today's stupendously stupid stories.
They did the driving maneuvers, didn't get rid of the snake. They got to baseball practice and just kind of fled out of the car.
Yeah.
And got a bunch of teachers to come help fish
it
out.
Yay! So all's well that ends well.
Mm-hmm, yep. And now the snake is starting at third base in the baseball game. I'm a baseball player.
Okay. My story is out of Hungary.
I couldn't tell you what that accent is.
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Let's just do German because it's the same.
I would assume closer to Russian.
Don't ruin it for us. Okay. This will make the texters very mad.
Okay.
So a guy was very hungry, so he broke into a restaurant.
He was hungry and hungry?
It kind of makes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You think everybody's hungry and hungry?
Probably.
Probably. Once he ate some food in the restaurant, he lay down for a nap. There he was, taking a nap. The problem is, the restaurant was due to be destroyed by a bulldozer. So instead of the police waking him up, a bulldozer woke him up
as it was
driving over the building.
Did he die?
Sure, yeah. No, he's fine. We wouldn't know. Like, we wouldn't know. He'd just be like rubble.
Oh, it's a bulldozer.
So, anyway, yeah, he woke up when the bulldozer...
Can I ask another logistics question
here?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he broke into a restaurant because he was hungry. Was there food in this restaurant that was set to be destroyed?
It said he ate some food and drank some beer, which, yes, it does seem weird that there would still be food and beer.
Yeah. And they were like, we're just going to destroy it tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe they just left it for the workers.
Maybe.
And they destroy it and have a beer while you're... Mm-hmm.
They are hungry.
Those were all the
stupid... established that. Sorry.
Stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.